You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to this Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
You know what we gotta do? Foga party.
Foga! Foga!
Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga! Foga!
Click! Click! Boom! I'm coming down on the stereo! Hit me on the radio! Click! Click! Boom!
I want you to kill every golfer on the course.
Check me if I'm wrong, Sandy, but if I kill all the golfers, they're going to lock me up and throw away the key.
Guess what day it is? Guess what day it is? Huh?
It is Wednesday, my dudes.
And welcome into the program, ladies and gentlemen. I am one half of the crew, Mr. Big Robbins, and he's the other half. You know him as the opulent Amish, otherwise known as the one, the only, Ordy Packard. The only guy that churns butter for a living and gets away with it. I don't know. Foo does a much better job at that than I do. Good evening, sir. How are you?
I'm well. I'm doing getting a little echo back, but it's fading out.
Yeah. You know, you are such a diva.
I am. You know, I just don't want to hear myself pissing in my own ear. And it's gone. There we go. I am doing well. I'm fine.
I don't know.
How are you?
You don't sound fine.
Okay. I may have been exposed because, here's the thing. I probably wasn't, because the guy who may have exposed me as a chronic liar just trying to get out of 2 weeks of work. But I still have to go get tested and do the whole rigmarole thing and all that. So I'm annoyed. But other than that, I'm fine.
Oh, yay. Fun times. So may have been exposed to the Rona. You know, I after about the 20th time when I got that message when my ex was still here, because, you know, she worked in retail and was like, oh, my God, somebody came into the store with it again and they had to spray everything down and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, I'm kind of over that.
And it's like I said, I mean, the likelihood is so ridiculously low that it's not even but the thing is that, you know, I'm not going to talk about it. I'm fine. I'm fine. Everything's fine here now. Uh-huh. How are you?
I mean, I'm broadcasting again, so there's that.
Yes, you are.
Oh, good Lord.
New producer, who dis?
No, actually, I was getting caught up in the chat. I just about choked on Mike's response to, I think maybe Luke had changed Cyberchill to Packard your shit.
Here we go. Packard your shit. I like that.
Whew.
You sense the main message of our show is patch your shit. So.
Jeff, shut up, dude. So anyway.
You know what? Okay, I just got a message. Fucking Doomcock, if you don't know, he's a YouTuber. They're stealing our fucking shtick, man. He's doing a show on the Mandela Effect.
What?
And I'm just like, you know what?
What? Yeah,
that's
no.
Our thing.
No,
man.
Yeah, you know, well, maybe it was our thing in another universe, though.
No, it's our thing. We're going to sue him.
Just saying. Maybe we haven't done the Mandela Effect show with this universe.
No, we have. Trust me. Because I tell everyone to listen to it. I even got Mickey on it.
Nice. Mike, that phrase doesn't mean what you think it means, bro. Ew.
Hacking shit behind the... You know what? Sometimes you got to pay double for that action.
I'm scarred for life. Oh, my God.
You knew what I was before you invited me along. You've been gone too long. You're sensitive again. You're soft. Got to toughen you up.
Well, of course I'm soft. They're talking about... Never mind. Jeff, $20 is $20. Y'all ain't
$20
right.
Is $20.
Y'all ain't right.
Yeah.
And no, under Biden, $20 is $10.
Ooh, that's some yummy inflation. But we got 16 cents back on the 4th of July, so... Yeah,
Mike, take you might not have meant it that way, but that's how everybody takes that sentence. Just saying.
Anyway.
Anyway.
So, what have you been watching? You know what? We haven't talked about that in months. What have you been watching the last few months?
Actually, lately, kind of still been on the old show kick. Like, I found White Collar on IMDb and just finished watching all 5 seasons of that again. Other than that, I really haven't been watching too much.
Well, thanks, Ed. That's the show, everyone. Have a great night.
What have you been watching? Sorry, I'm going to have to close the chat down. These people are just going to make me go, ugh. Anyway, all right, so.
You are so out of practice.
That's what she said.
So I got all caught up on The Boys. I got caught up on right when we dropped off, I was going to start watching The Witcher again. I watched that again. All caught up on The Boys, caught up on The Expanse, because all of these are coming out in the next month or two. So I, you know, wanted to refresh the memory bank, as it were.
Wait, so that means I need to go back and rewatch the last season of The Expanse again? Because I thought, because, mm-hmm. Yeah, that one was kind of disjointed for me anyway, and I guess I need to get caught back up, because I was under the assumption that the last season was the last season, so I'm kind of glad it wasn't.
No, they got one more. They're going to do one more season. It's going to be out December this year. And it wasn't that it was disjointed. Your life was at the time. It's actually one of the better one seasons, but it's slower, but it's a lot more. Okay. I really don't like the character that they revolved around, but the rest of the story was good. So, but it, okay. There's 9 books in the series and each season has followed one of the books, and I'm hoping someone will pick it up for the last 3 seasons. If Amazon doesn't, but, yeah, no, it's worth watching.
So, yeah. So apparently I need to go find the books because, yeah, I wasn't. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, I don't see Tim, and it just, I don't know. It was different than the other seasons because it was like jumping around all over the place. And I'm just like, the other ones did that a little bit, but this one was like everybody was spread out. So it was like 4 different storylines all running concurrently. Like if I want to watch shit like that, I can turn on soap operas.
But, well, I mean, okay. Just because there's really good spaceships and really real physics and it's sci-fi, it's still, it is a soap opera. But it, I mean,
yeah, you know, well, I mean, I'm
it's
not
a space drama.
I'm not necessarily, well, I mean, technically they call those a space opera, I believe. At least that's what they used to call Star Wars. But anyway, sure. So, but, you know, up until this season, it wasn't really as apparent that that was their intention until they split everybody up and started trying to run 4, 5, 6 storylines all at the same time. And I was like, you know, I mean, I get it. Maybe it's because they were planning on only doing a couple more seasons. So maybe they were trying to speed things along so they could get through more of the story. But to me, just the jumping back and forth was really annoying. And I'm just like, eh. I don't know. But you're right. I mean, it could have also been my frame of mind at the time. So I probably do need to go back and watch it again and see if I still hate it as much this time. And you are.
Because you soured me going into the season because you started it before I did. And then I watched it and I was like, oh, Rick's totally right. This is dragging out. And then I watched it again recently because I found out there is another season coming up. I said, no, you know what? It's not that bad. Yes, I'm not a fan of her as a character. But.
Yeah, no.
There's other shit going on. Not
my favorite character either. And that, I think that's kind of where I fell flat with it, because they had a chance to actually develop her character a little bit more, and I don't feel like they did.
No, they really didn't.
It's like
they just made her
annoying. It's like they tried, but yeah, it's all they managed to do was make her more annoying. And I'm like, I don't know how you did it, but you did it. She's actually more annoying than she was. Anyway. Oh, I guess that's not entirely true, because we do have HBO Max. I have been watching Titans, which is actually better than I expected it to be, considering it's based on a teeny bopper cartoon show.
See, and this thing's okay. I still haven't signed up with HBO Max yet because they have made it such a fucking pain in the ass to do so. It is just to sign up and get it to work with Amazon. I gave up, and I do tech for a living. They just made it so annoying that I was like, you know what? It's totally not worth my time. It was like trying to cancel Disney Plus, but in reverse.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I shouldn't have to jump through all these hoops just to, you know.
Well, all I'm going to say about that is, you know, please don't misunderstand what I'm about to say, but my special needs middle child figured it out and got it working. Because he put it on all.
Right.
It works through Amazon. It works through Fire Stick. It works.
I think it's because I'm an AT&T customer. I tried to go through AT&T to do it, because you'd think that would make sense because AT&T fucking owns HBO and Time Warner. So I think if I were to just do it as a normie who isn't an AT&T customer, probably would have had more success.
Probably. Honestly, I kind of like it so far. I mean, the whole, you know, for a while they were dropping all the movies on there. Now that they're trying to get everybody pushed back to the theater, it's kind of like, yeah, I don't know how much longer I'm going to keep paying for this. But it does have a lot of shows on there that I've never really watched before, because when I worked for DirecTV, we got all the channels for free, because that was part of the thing is, you know, you can't really troubleshoot their shit if you don't know how to use it. So basically all I had to pay for every month was box fees. So, I mean, I had every channel known to man for like $25 a month when I worked for DirecTV, which was a great perk. And then I didn't work for DirecTV anymore and had to start paying for it again. And I'm like, hey, all this stuff's gone. So, yeah, there's like seasons and seasons of stuff that I haven't watched that I now have access to for like less than a regular subscription to HBO. So I'm like, woohoo! Woohoo!
See, now, do they have the Spartacus series on there? Because that was pretty awesome, actually.
No, that was actually Stars.
Was that Stars? Oh,
yes.
Fuck. I thought it was Stars on HBO.
No, it was Stars.
No, whatever. Yeah.
Because yeah, okay. that was actually Never when mind, I, that was actually still when I worked for DirecTV, so I got to watch it.
That's right. No, you're right. Now I remember because that's when I was like, "Wow, Stars is actually better than Showtime on series now."
Yeah, those two have been fighting back and forth for a while. I mean, Showtime occasionally puts out a really good one still, and then Stars will come back and be like, "Yeah, take this." But yeah, I don't know. But yeah, so all I know for sure is I'm glad I'm doing this again because I've been trying to figure out for the last couple of months while I felt like I was going completely stir crazy, but I'd also gotten to the point where I was so frustrated about not being able to get this machine to work that I was just ready to start. I almost shot it. I'm not even playing. And I was like, you know what? I'm just going to sit down one weekend and finally figure it out. And then I did, or I thought I did. And then we got it working. And then the very next night, I tried to do a show and it said, fuck you. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Yeah.
I was like, really?
Yeah, that was, we actually, you know, we had Jeff with us too. We, you know, he was, you know, seeing what it was, you know, sounded like getting piped out. We had it dialed in perfect. And then you tried to do that show that you did with Jen, where you had a Scott Walker, Governor Scott Walker, and it all just disintegrated. So,
yeah, which is why once we got it working last week again, I spent all of the last week when I wasn't running back and forth to the bathroom trying to purposefully break the system, which is why some of the stuff on Spreaker it sounded kind of weird because I had some of the settings off. I think I figured all that out again while we were on break a minute ago, though, so things should start sounding normal again. But yeah, I was purposely trying to see what I could do to make it crash, and so far it's held up. So I'm going to keep doing that until I break it and then figure it out again, because that's what I wound up having to do the last time, is just break it till it was broke and put it all back together. Because then I could figure out where all the missing pieces were. But so far, I mean, like right now, I have more control than I've had in a while. Like, I can actually adjust your volume now. Say something.
Yeah. You enjoyed playing with that the other day. But it's like, you know,
that's what she said.
And well, you see, when you do that, I get back in my ear.
Yeah, well, it'll be gone in a second. You can calm down. It'll be all right. Yeah. Actually, I can.
No, I will not calm down. I will calm up.
Actually, I can probably make that a little better. G was sick, so I had bass added in so he sounded more like himself. I've got you back to normal now, so it should hopefully stop all that. I kind of forgot about that.
As Sharko was asking, does anybody have cable? No. Nobody has cable anymore.
I mean, I still have Dish Network, but that doesn't really count as cable, and they're actually probably about to go away because my contract's up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, I mean, I've got Dish too, and I probably hold on to it, but I'm not a shareholder anymore. So, getting rid of it, because that was kind of like the, you know, do it seemed counterproductive to cancel my service while I was still a shareholder. So I really had to rip the Band-Aid off and sell my stock in Dish before I could get rid of it. Now I can do it, you know, when I'm ready.
Well, I mean, the thing about it is, honestly, most of the time, even when I have the Dish box on, it's usually it used to be because it was the only way that I could get to some of the apps from back here. But I have a Fire Stick in the living room now, and I bought a smart TV for the bedroom when I turned the other 32-inch older one into the monitor for the studio. So I don't really, and it's like anytime I'm on TV anymore, I'm really just watching like apps or something. And I'm like, you know what? I could get like something like YouTube TV to fill in the gaps and still only be paying like 2/3 of what I'm paying for Dish right now and not have to worry about any equipment or anything else because it's all coming through the pipe I already have.
Yeah, I'm on the lowest Dish plan you can have right now. And most of that's just for network TV because my local networks aren't streaming yet. You know, and so that's what, you know, it's like, okay, so if I wanted to watch relatively local news like out of San Francisco, Sacramento or something, even LA channels aren't really streaming yet and aren't available on Fire Stick or anything like that. So it's kind of like, okay, I'll keep it for that and the absolute base until that goes away. And then, yeah. Holy shit, Beaker's in the chat. Beaker, we miss you so much.
Wait, there's been a Muppet sighting. Hang on. Muppet. I guess
there's been a Muppet.
I have to go back in now. I have to go back in now.
Yeah. I miss you so much, Beaker. But yeah, so that's why I'm still holding on to Dish. But it's like I've got a DVR that I've never turned on anymore. It's the only time I even turn on the Dish is like, okay, so what part of the state is on fire right now that I'm getting all the smoke from? Oh, okay. Thank you. Back to California, 4 days since our last natural disaster.
Yeah, well, could be worse. Could be, you know, D.C., 0 minutes since we were in international embarrassment.
Shit. Well, you know what? I don't know what... we've been kind of dancing around politics tonight, but... So, tomorrow we have this big, you know, the new COVID plan from President Silver Alert. Oh, and, boy howdy, are the bootlickers all riled up on social media right now? It's like, oh, you know what, we tried bribing you, now we've got to punish you. You know what, you're not going to be the one punishing me with those flabby little spank pistons of yours, champ. So, you need the state to enforce, you know, to fill in your inadequacies of
See, that I hadn't heard about yet. I have some stuff that still shows up as news alerts on my phone. One of the stories that popped up for me today was apparently when Biden was rolling through Louisiana trying to survey the damage, all the line workers turned their backs on him as he was going by. It was like, you know, normally I would throw a fit about that, but with what he just let happen in Afghanistan, good on you, boys. Good on you.
Well, and that's, you know, that probably has a lot to do with it, too. That, it's just... Oh, boy, are they... They are really going day zero on everything, too, with the... No, nothing's wrong. Everything's fine. We're just going to do this thing today that, you know, and pretend that Afghanistan didn't happen and that our response in New Orleans didn't happen and... The economy isn't shit, and inflation isn't rising, and why won't you like me? His numbers are – he's actually he's underwater and like a YouGov poll, and they're usually pretty, like, you know, nice towards Democrats. So
yeah, they're one of the ones that usually oversamples, like, Democrats 7-1, and he's still underwater.
Yeah, no, it's 30-50 right now. 30% approval. And when you lost the white women's.
Damn it. I knew I was missing a sound effect.
It's on the white women's.
I hadn't loaded that one. I'm going to have to fix that. It's too late to play it now, but I missed that.
That's right. You've been gone. Spot. I've got so much music to give you now.
Yeah, you probably need to do that. Because, yeah, apparently that was one of Jeff's jokes from last week is, since we have the AI working again, should we update the music? Bastard.
Yeah.
Bastard.
Yeah, no, that's the one thing is, you know, Lou and I, we've been really, really sampling some new music to see what people think on Cyber Chill.
I'm good.
Yeah.
Send them my way, I'll work them in.
I will. Don't think I won't.
Hey, where are the white women at?
There, at least now I
there
have.
There you go. All right, now yeah. I'm feeling normal again. At Sound
least,
effects.
At least now I have it. We're getting there. It's gonna like
yeah. It's not gonna happen overnight. Rome wasn't rebuilt in a day.
Rome wasn't really rebuilt at all. Not really. The city was
okay. Pahals.
I'm sorry. What did Bahala? You say? Did you say Valhalla?
Yeah. No, Valhalla from Deep Space Nine.
Okay. Now I get it. It just threw me off because I was actually just reading an article on a group called the Valhalla Project, and I thought that's what you said. It's a veteran suicide awareness group that's kind of cool. I'm thinking about trying to see if they want to do a show sometime.
Yeah, see if they want to do some ad or... Yeah. No, I'm with you.
So...
Here was the other night on... he said, she said, Mickey had Vincent on and they were just doing, you know, talk about whatever. And I don't know how it came up, but I was telling Chad about that time that you completely threw me under the bus when you were terrestrial on, AOTR on America Off the Rails when you were piping out terrestrial. And I was like brand new to podcasting, not even a couple weeks into it. And you're like, during the first commercial break. Oh, by the way, a million people are going to be hearing this on the weekends.
Yeah, I remember that. Cause I could hear I could hear your cheeks clench from here.
Yeah. I sucked that chair right up my ass.
Hey, at least I did it while we were on break.
Yeah, right. Yeah, gave me a minute to get it back together. So what do you think? You want to go to break and then we'll come back and go until you can't go no more?
Might as well. All right, folks, we're going to take a quick break, come back, get things.
Yeah, we do need that. We do need that one, Ron.
What do we need? I missed it.
The Slim Pickens. What in the wide, wide world of sports is going on here?
Oh, I'm definitely going to have to find that one. I forgot about that one.
Yeah, that's a needed one.
See, that's what we need is stuff from the chat and be like, okay, what should we have as a sound effect and stuff? Because, yeah, that would work.
Yes, once your shows reach Alpha Centauri, it's going to get huge, Jeff. Because, you know, just a hometown boy.
Yeah, well, doesn't do any good since he's the last survivor of his race.
Is he, though?
I don't know.
Is he?
I don't know. Yeah, I'm just saying. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back, get things reset, finish things out. We're probably going to run for, I'm hoping, at least 90 minutes, but we're probably going to have to do a little bit of checking on the breaks to find things to talk about, because I haven't done this in a while. Anyway, I'm Rick Robinson. He's already Packard. We're back after the break. Stay tuned.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mix with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat, basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
And I recommend to all of my friends that they stop watching the news. Because the news contrives to frighten you, to make you feel small and alone.
Welcome back into the program, ladies and gentlemen. I'm one half of the crew, Mr. Rick Robinson. He's the other half, the opulent Amish, otherwise known as Rorty Packard. You are listening to the Robinson and Rorty Show right here live on KLRN Radio. We're going to start trying to do this thing every Wednesday night again. Time to be determined, because if the red wine doesn't come back, we may just move early.
Yeah, until we fill that spot again.
Anyway, there was a that's what she said kind of thing going on, but I'm going to leave that alone.
Yeah.
So on that note, welcome back to the program. Want to thank everybody for hanging out in the chat room. Thanks, everybody. Actually, yeah, there's some folks I haven't seen in there for a while. Like even Beaker's in the chat. I was like, wait, there's a Muppet in the chat. Kind of makes me wish we got Crow in there too,
and you know, people who aren't active on Twitter anymore are showing up in the chat, so we got to keep the chat rolling.
So I made the mistake of opening up a news site while we were on break because I was like, you know, we probably need to find a few things to talk about. Now I'm even madder than I was before.
Yeah. And what'd you find?
So police say parolee released through California zero bail policy sexually assaulted elderly woman, then killed her and her two dogs.
Well, All right. That's like, okay. Remember the foundation, whatever, that Kamala and some celebrities were pushing back during the original riots in Minnesota, the Minnesota bail thing, and then they released some rapists and murderers, and one of the guys who was released on that has killed again, and he's back in jail on murder.
I think I was seeing something about that too. I don't know if it's the same one or not, but I think it might be. Hang on,
it could be.
No, I'm saying. So, a man freed from jail by Kamala Harris-backed bail fund is accused of road rage murder.
Yep. That's it.
Yep. So, not the same guy, but, yeah, I mean, so here's the thing, guys. And if you've ever listened to me on the Rick Robinson Show or when I do local work here in Oklahoma, I am seriously, you know, into the criminal justice reform idea because I think we should be putting people in jail that can potentially hurt us, not just the people that we're angry with. But this whole idea that bail is completely disparaging to poor people, there's a reason that you have to be able to put up some sort of property or money to be able to get out of jail. It's to hopefully make sure you don't do stupid crap once you get out again. Not to mention the fact that everywhere that this has been tried, and it's being tried in a lot of places, it's become a revolving door. People do really bad things that should require that they stay in jail because there's a no bail policy. They basically get let right back out again. And the next thing you know, they're off doing something even worse. And again, no bail now. So, hey, we can just, I mean, look, I get it.
Recidivism is high in those instances.
I mean, I get it. You know, there are things that need to be addressed in our criminal justice system. I'm the first one to say that. It's one of the things that I've been talking about now for a very long time. But this whole idea that people shouldn't, I mean, this whole, you know, let me kill somebody and then, oh, I don't have to post bail? Cool, let me go do it again. I mean, really? I mean, that's basically what we're watching here. I mean, so just to kind of go into this article a little bit more, because we just kind of touched on the other one. A man freed from jail by a bail fund once supported by Vice President Kamala Harris, otherwise known as Kami Lama, was allegedly caught on video shooting and killing a motorist in a road rage incident. Minneapolis police said that George Howard, 48, got into it. That's my age, dude. You're an ass. Got into an argument with Luis Damian Martinez Ortiz, 38, on a highway ramp in late August. Surveillance video reportedly shows Ortiz get out of his blue BMW and approach Howard in his white Volvo. Ortiz then collapsed before Howard is seen driving away. Ortiz returns to his car and tries to drive off, but crashes soon after.
Yep. And this is one of the things that, again, that you saw. I really hate to keep going back to saying, you know, things were better under Trump because they were, but he was at least working on criminal justice reform. And this is not the way. I mean, you see a lot of footage coming out of California where dudes are just riding into a Walgreens with a garbage bag on their bike, loading it up. And, you know, they're doing prices right in their head because they know as long as they are under $950, the police aren't going to do anything about it.
Pretty much.
The DA isn't going to press charges. And it's just, yeah, so it's as long as you're under $1,000, you're good. And that goes with home invasion robberies, too. You're seeing that now because as long as they steal under $1,000, there's a good chance that it's just going to be kind of like, you know, when you get your car stolen in the city or your bike stolen in the city. It'd be like, well, you know, it's probably gone. It's been chopped up and it's parts now, but you know, we'll take a report. So, and while we're talking about Kami Lama, I was sent in the chat. She is stumping for Newsom in California right now, saying that this recall is all just a Republican plan, and if they can do it in California, they can do it anywhere, and they're trying to take away rights. And okay. No. It's built into the system. This is, you know, just like your boss, President Silver Alert, could be 25th and turn you into the president. But because, as I said earlier, with Biden's popularity so bad, Kamala's is still worse. So that's his insurance policy right now. But, I mean, okay, they're saying, well, the California recall is just, you know, it's a waste of money, and it's not going to, you know, nothing's going to happen with it. And that's what they said about Gray Davis, and he became the second person in the history of the United States to be recalled.
Yup. I mean, it has happened before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it was, I mean, Gray Davis, he just won an election, too. So he wasn't even a year out from the election before he was recalled. Governor Hairgel has had at least 2 years. So. And that's the other thing that pisses me off with this COVID thing, is because we're already shorthanded with the elections. And if I have to quarantine because of this dumbass, then they're going to be even more shorthanded. They already have me wearing multiple hats because other people are dropping out for various reasons. And, yeah.
Fun times. So. Fun times.
Yeah. But this one, while we're talking about news stories that piss people off, I just got sent this one over on Twitter. China weighing occupation of former U.S. airbase at Bagram.
Wait, what was that again? Sorry, I had a baby crying in my ear.
China is considering deploying military personnel and economic development officials to Bagram Airfield.
Well, I mean, Afghanistan did basically say they were going to make China one of their partners. So, Thank you, President Silver Alert.
Yeah. But, I mean, granted, it'll be the first time that, you know, a country has been in Bagram that wasn't there to slap around Afghanistan in one form or another. China's kind of invited in that one, but let's see how long that one lasts, because if they didn't put up with us, they're not going to put up with the Chinese for very long either.
Yeah, the difference is,
especially when,
yeah, I mean, the difference is the Chinese government isn't going to play by the same rules that we play in, so if they give them a foothold in there and then they start trying to push back, good luck.
See, there's two things that China wants in Afghanistan. They want to build a pipeline through to Iran because they need the oil, and it's easier this way than just taking over Afghanistan. And they need the poppies. The problem is that the Taliban, you know, and I'm going to get all lint on here, is, you know, you got to hand it to the Taliban. One does not ever have to hand it to the Taliban. But one of the things they did when they were in charge was there was no opium coming out of Afghanistan. Poppy production was dead. So China wants their poppies. And I don't think the Taliban are going to let them have it.
Probably not.
There's a lot of things I wonder why we didn't just blow it up when we left, like all the artillery that I am really surprised is not shelling the airport at this time.
See, I mean, here's my thing, and, you know, again, this is armchair quarterbacking, and I get it. If we were going to leave all that stuff behind, why didn't we booby trap every single bit of it?
See, and that's the thing. It's like, okay, you know, toss a grenade down the howitzer's barrel. You know, at least fuck it up a little bit. Make it inoperable. Make them buy parts.
No, I mean, I'm not
that's why I'm
not
like
even,
really
not
pissed off
that.
About the aircraft and everything, because helicopters are hard to keep in the air. And they're not going to be finding a lot of UH-60 parts laying around.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, I mean, it's not even just that. I mean, I'm saying, you know, if and again, I get it. This was all done hastily, so I'm just kind of spitballing. But at some point, we had to realize that we weren't going to be able to be taking all this stuff with us. So why didn't they do stuff to, like, sabotage it to the point where when they tried to use it, it blew up?
Yeah.
I mean, because here's my thing. Yeah, you're right. They're not going to find very many UH-60 parts lying around. But there are still things that were left behind that are considered classified that they can now basically take apart piecemeal and sell on the black market and give everybody access to our technology, which is why I was laughing my ass off the other day when I heard Circleback Saki, well, we're still not allowing the Afghanistan government access to the world markets. They don't need access to the world markets. You just gave them an unlimited supply of shit to sell on the black market.
Yeah, no shit. And, you know, Lou and I talked about it on Cyber Chill, is that I'm not worried about the UH-60s. I'm not worried about the howitzers. Yeah, okay, all the M4s and everything. That's not optimal. And, you know, all of this will likely find its way into terrorism. I'm more concerned about the computers. Because if we left a whole bunch of M4s laying around, you know we left a whole bunch of Dell laptops laying around, too.
You think? That's the part that nobody's talking about. If we left as much behind in actual military equipment that they're saying that we did, think of all the ancillary shit that was left laying around. All of the things that they never should have had access to. And we just left it.
Yeah. Well, and that's, you know, it's like you get the infographic where they're talking about third-gen night vision goggles and radios and everything. Didn't see laptops on there. And you know that they didn't carry out desktops. And I didn't hear anything about an imp blast, so it's all there.
And that's the other thing. I mean, I get most of the military equipment is hardened against that kind of stuff, but, you know, it's not like it would have taken much to set one off before you left to disable what you could.
Yeah. Yeah, and like Jason, military ID printers. Yeah, they could be printing mark cards out all day long. And, yeah, I mean, because, you know, if they're not going to bring a container full, if they're not going to have a Sikorsky flyover and pick up a container that's full of M4s, they're not going to be carrying out desktop computers and printers with them either. And, you know, Jeff nailed it on the head, too. We talked about that on Cyber Chill last week or the week before also, the biometric equipment.
Oh, man, I didn't even think about that. Holy crap.
So, and yeah, and so, I mean, these are the things that, you know, everybody's mad about the helicopters, and justifiably so, and the aircraft, and yeah, I get it. But all of those require parts, and yeah, you can get the Chinese to get you some pretty good knockoffs and all that stuff, that's fine. But the stuff that, you know, the tech is really where I'm cringing, because nobody's talking about it, and you know that it was abandoned.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly, I mean, I thought about it to a point, but not to that degree. So yeah, that's even more scary.
Yeah, so. Coming up next. Arby's.
We're all going to die.
So, yeah. What else you got on your mind?
Ah, well, you know, I see the view harpies are still at it. So something else I haven't really been paying attention to lately, but this just came across my feed. Joy Behar implies unvaccinated COVID patients don't deserve medical help since they've chosen to listen to the lies on Fox News.
Okay. And this is what I was getting with, you know, with Biden's tomorrow talking about, you know, his 6-point plan, and I still think he meant to say prawn, but his 6-point plan for the new COVID thing, and how everybody's like, oh yeah, we got to punish these people now. The one thing y'all are forgetting is that African Americans and Hispanics still represent the largest portion of the unvaccinated racists.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. The Democratic Party have always been the racists. They just couch it in, we care about you.
Yeah, and you know, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, this is okay. I know Twitter isn't real life, but this is still this is the things that are getting out. They don't get it into the public's, you know, consciousness, but still, it gets out into the water. These are all test balloons. Somebody floated the idea that since Joe Manchin won't, vote for the $3.5 trillion infrastructure bill. That the DOJ should investigate his daughter until he has a change of heart. These are, you know, these are slopes you do not want to. Your party, really? I mean, they didn't learn their lesson when Obama was no longer in charge. And yeah, they spent 4 years resisting Trump at every turn. But these aren't things. Your party is not going to be in power forever. And y'all learned that. You should have learned it with the nuclear option and the Senate filibuster. Now you just want to get rid of the filibuster rather than realize, hey, we fucked this up. So, yeah.
Fun times.
Yeah.
You know what? When we come back from break, I actually found some audio circling back to the whole Kamala Harris, also because I just saw Jen Psaki's name again. But circling back to the whole Kamala Harris campaigning for Gavin Newsom, I found some audio from Gutfeld. We'll probably play when we come back from the break here in a couple minutes because, yeah, why not?
Okay.
Actually, you want to just go ahead and take one now? It's not like we're really keeping much of a schedule tonight anyway.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and take it now and come back. And yeah, I'm good with that.
Might as well.
Yeah.
Let's see. What do you want to go to break with?
You know what? Go back with Morrissey again, and then we'll have time to think about coming back with something else.
Okay, I can do that. I think it's still loaded over here anyway. It is. All right, we're going to take a quick break, come back, and finish things, or we'll keep things going. We're not ready to quite finish things off yet. I don't think. Planned on doing at least a slightly extended show, but I'm still getting my legs back under me, so no judgments. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
I'm now late and I recommend to all of my friends that they stop watching the news, because the news contrives to frighten you, to make you feel small and alone, to make you feel that your mind isn't your own. Time, do as I wish. Time, do as I wish.
This is Joanne Jenkins, CEO of AARP. The coronavirus continues to affect us all, and we are here actively supporting you and your community. Every day, we're providing trusted information from top health experts, sharing tools to help protect families from fraud, and creating resources to support family caregivers everywhere. As always, you can count on AARP to advocate for you and your family. Join us and stay connected at aarp.org/coronavirus.
You are listening to KLRN Radio, where liberty and reason still reign.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Spring will be here soon, so if buying a new home is on your to-do list, right now is the time to call Quicken Loans. Learn about which mortgage options make sense for you and get a jump on your competition. With our exclusive Rate Shield approval, the low rate you lock today is protected for up to 90 days while you shop for your new home. With a Rate Shield approval, if rates go up, your low rate stays locked. But if rates go down, you get that new, even lower rate. Either way, you win. Talk to us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com to take advantage. Here's another great reason to work with us. For a record 9 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Again, to lock in today's low mortgage interest rate and get the security of our exclusive Rate Shield approval, call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rate Shield approval only valid on certain 30-year fixed-rate loans. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hi, welcome to the Subway ad for the new Sesame Ginger Glazed Chicken Signature Wrap. How would you like it?
I'll take a...
Sports announcer at home?
Yeah, how'd you...
We just know.
My wife picks up the new Signature Wrap. It's got double the rotisserie-style chicken mixed with a sesame ginger glaze. She appears annoyed at me, but she shrugs it off. Those sweet and savory flavors are calling her name. She lifts the wrap and... She takes the bite! Incredible! And now she's closing the door on my... Subway, make it what you want.
Limited time only at participating restaurants. Double meat basement, average 6-inch sub.
I'm Little Teapot, short and stout.
Here is my handle and here is my spout.
No, Dad, like this. When I get all steamed up, then I shout, tip me over and
tip pour me out.
This is WWE superstar Roman Reigns. It only takes a moment to make a moment. Take time to be a dad today.
Visit fatherhood.gov, brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
KLRN Radio has advertising rates available. We have rates to fit almost any budget. Contact us at advertising@klrnradio.com.
If you prefer real mornings, shouldn't you have a real breakfast? At McDonald's, we get real about breakfast. That's why you can have a savory sausage biscuit with delicious hash browns for only $1.50. It's time to wake up breakfast. Single item at regular price. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
There's nothing more predictable in life than the unexpected. Lightning will always strike. Hail will fall on roofs. Fortunately, there's AAA. AAA has been helping members stay prepared for over 100 years. So when unusual storms, fallen debris, or sudden leaks happen, you'll be covered. Check, check, and check. Get the home and auto insurance you need by talking with a AAA insurance agent today. Visit AAA.com/insurance or stop by your local AAA store.
Shadow words, yes, the past and still the hurt, and I can see it now, smiling as I pull away. I remember the letter wrinkled in my head. I love you, always fill my eyes.
All right, welcome back into the program, ladies and gentlemen. Apologies for that bit of dead air. We were still trying to get the bumper where you wanted to play loaded in, but we got it. We're back. We're live. It's, yeah, it happens. Yay. Anyway, so,
Yay! Hi, Radio. Coming right at you.
Woohoo!
Woo!
Jeff, shut it. Jerk.
So, yeah. And yeah, JC, that was the Interrupters. So.
Yep. Took us forever to figure out the one he wanted, and then I'm like, we're out of ads, damn it! So then I reran the minute worth that I had pre-queued just in case, and then now Jeff's still saying, yeah. You know what, Crow? I got two words for you, and one of them rhymes with truck. And the other...
Are you talking about G having better bumper music?
Yep.
Yeah. No, he has better outro. G's outro is awesome, I'm not gonna lie.
I'm not sure I like you anymore either. I mean,
and we have good outros too, but his outro is pretty goddamn awesome. You have to admit.
Want to buy a new co-host. Jerks. Everybody's making fun of my production work now. Now our music sucks. I think I should have just stayed in bed.
Yes, duck. That's it, duck. How you feeling, by the way? You're holding up pretty well.
Who, me?
Yeah.
I'm confused. I'm feeling pretty... I mean, I don't know. Except for this occasional bout of this stomach crap that keeps trying to come back again. I mean, I was sick for like 3 or 4 days, and then for a couple of days I started feeling better, and then yesterday I was like, oh, just kidding, and now today I feel pretty good again, and yeah, I don't know. Except for everybody's giving me
crap. That's what I was talking about, your stomach thing.
Everybody's giving me crap in the chat, hurt my feelings, though. No, not really. I'm divorced twice now. I don't have feelings anymore. Y'all can suck it.
Suck it.
The best bumper music because I match the subject matter and the music. No, that's just your OCD. That has nothing... never mind.
Both can be true.
Oh, it's 9 o'clock.
Oh.
Hang on a second. I have a noise thingy on my phone I gotta shut off.
9 o'clock, are you from the future?
I am, according to you, you backwards bastard.
Okay, hang on. I gotta put a stop to that. Why is it so hot? Oh, yeah, because you're still mining, dumbass. My fan is blowing, taking heat straight out of my computer and blowing it at me.
Well, you know.
No, I don't.
All right.
What are you trying to say?
Absolutely nothing. All right. So earlier you had mentioned the fact that, you know, I guess Kami Lama is going to be trying to stop the Gavin Newsom recall. Greg Gutfeld had some interesting takes on that. This is actually from our friends over at the Five. If I can get If I can get it to play. Hang on.
Numbers were on immigration, mm-hmm. and they were really bad, like in the 30s. But now he's upside down on Afghanistan, COVID, economy, crime, and immigration.
So yeah.
That's not a good trajectory.
Yeah, everything he touches turns to poop. You know, I just want to talk about the recall. That excites me. Can okay. I talk about because
well,
I just want to
put a block.
No. Kamala is going to help him out. Isn't that part of this block?
That's his block.
That was in the...
Judge. Don't you dare question me. And you know it. It's
my question
block.
Is Kamala Harris the worst vice president in the history of vice presidents, right?
Well, we've had some bad ones.
It is the D block.
You know what, though? She has
California.
All the... sending Kamala to help Gavin is like asking Charlie Sheen to be your sponsor at AA. This is not a good decision. She has the persuasive skills of gout. She's able to do two things that no person could possibly do. Be invisible and unpopular. Like flatulence. She's political flatulence.
Are anyway. You going to save those for the D block as well?
No, because no. It was in the read.
Yeah.
People, it wasn't just me who heard it.
It was just that they're trying to turn the page.
Yeah,
anyway, but gosh.
Dana said it's in the D-block. Listen to me. She is the cackler in chief. I have no idea why this woman, why they're even asking her to go there. Who's excited about seeing her? She hasn't done anything. She hasn't been present on any of the issues. I mean, look at Mike Pence. I mean, that guy was, he was every day he was on something. He was working. He was on this issue or that issue. He was always moving. This woman is hiding in a basement. She's probably at Joe Biden's old house. And meanwhile, Joe Biden, by the way, is a you want him to deal with Afghanistan? The guy keeps going back to Delaware. I don't know what's wrong with him. Even during Afghanistan, he went back this weekend. He wants to talk about the economic, the $3.5 trillion economic Build Back Better. He can't possibly build back better. We're supposed to have a great jobs report. We're supposed to have 750,000 new jobs on Friday. We had 200,000. The guy's a mess, and she's a bigger mess.
Well, one of the things that the president did today was go and visit storm-damaged areas, New Jersey and New York.
All right, so, yeah, I thought that was an interesting take on the whole, you know, I love the whole sending Kamala Harris is like asking Charlie Sheen to be your AA sponsor.
Right.
I was like, ouch! No,
I mean, she was never popular in the state. She never rolled over 2% out of California when she was running for president. And I don't know what the thing is originally he was going to come. And then that became a huge disaster because that's when the Afghanistan thing all started to fall apart. He was going to come out here and stump for Newsom, and then Afghanistan happened, the hurricane happened, and so he just said, fuck it, I'm going to Delaware, which isn't real, by the way. So I don't know why they keep saying that. And it's Eastern Maryland. So he didn't come out. They sent Kamala out. Meanwhile, you've got pure liberal attitude chasing elders around, you know, wearing a I don't know if you saw it today, someone was heckling Larry Elder out in Venice Compton area wearing a gorilla mask. And so it's like, okay, so a white woman wearing a gorilla mask, that's not racist, especially when dude is trying to become the first black governor of the state of California.
Yeah, no, that's entirely not racist.
Yeah, not racist at all. And then, you know, someone else is yelling at him, Democrats run everything. It's like, okay, and that's why your city is shit. And the state is shit. And you're shit. And, but yeah, let's talk about this woman in a gorilla mask, you know, heckling black dude, because that's not racist at all.
And, yeah, Democrats run everything, which is why certain people visiting your state have to put an app on their phone so they can figure out how to avoid human feces in the streets.
Yes, and that's exactly. Especially if you're going to San Francisco, it's funny. Whenever you see anything dealing with San Francisco, it's all the shots that they use to establish they're there is like, okay, you got Fisherman's Wharf and the Golden Gate Bridge, and you know it's the Transcontinental Building, whatever it's called now. But they don't show you the Tenderloin. They don't show you. Yeah, I mean, it's the real San Francisco.
There is no real San Francisco. Not anymore.
Yeah. There's the real San Francisco, and then there's what they show you on TV.
Good point. I sit corrected.
So, yeah, I mean, that's... The whole coast could slide into the ocean and IQs would rise sharply across the nation.
Well, you know, I've been kind of waiting for that to happen anyway. Just saying.
Because I'm going to live in Otisburg, damn it.
You're going to live in Otisburg?
Yeah. Superman?
Yeah, no, I got it.
Okay.
I remembered.
Okay, all right, just making sure.
Just trying to be,
you've been out of practice.
Been trying to, just trying to be facetious, man. Why you got to be
facetious?
Anyway, so you know what I just realized?
That your volume's really high.
Well, no, that's because I leaned in closer to my mic.
Other than that,
but the other thing I just realized is I had the show Jen and I did last week in the wrong folder, so I've just fixed that.
Oh, good. Well, I'm glad you're paying attention to this show.
Hey, I'm multitasking. It's what I do.
There you go.
Okay, so I only have one question, kind of catching up with the chat. Who doesn't have a crush on Dana Perino? I'm just saying.
I mean...
Except for probably Ordy, because she's not Asian.
Or Ginger. And she's got her shit together, so I can't fix her! Which I don't know. I think you came back to Twitter after. It was kind of a thing with do you remember the teacher from San Diego, Orange County area that, you know, was kind of doing the I don't have the American flag, and you know, somebody had made a tweet bashing her, and I said I can fix her, and then that got kind of viral too. So, but
yeah, no, I missed that.
Yeah, so yeah, Dank did the never change Twitter, and that kind of went viral on it. So
yes,
the gingers.
The problem is my ex kind of ruined gingers for me because my ex is a ginger.
Well, that's Jen Psaki kind of ruined gingers for me, even though you know she's got kind of a nice rack and everything, and she's got the Scully look. Just it's oh fuck, honey, you're so dumb.
I don't know. Dumb and Scully might be a good combination.
No. Scully's appeal was that she was smart.
I'm just saying, depending on what your plans are, you know, Dumb and Scully look might not be terrible. You know, just not anything long term, bro. Not anything long term.
We're here for a good time, not for a long time.
Hey, don't start going into your Circle K spiel while we're on the air.
Hey, Crow, that was weeks ago. I'll see what I can do. Actually, that shouldn't be too hard to find. I can fix her. But no. Carry on while I find this for Crow.
No, Jeff, you cannot quit ever. No, not allowed. Even though some days I'd want to strangle you. No. Just saying. Let's see. What else is going on? Silicon Valley investors steps down from company board after calling Black Lives Matter the true racist to push socialism. It's not wrong, though. Why did he step down? So confused.
Wait, you said what?
So Silicon Valley investors steps down from company's board after calling Black Lives Matter the true racist to push socialism.
Yeah, no, that's true.
I mean, he's not wrong. I'm not sure why. No. Not sure why he stepped down, but you know, whatever. Whatever. I do what I want. I got nothing. Just kind of going into this a little bit. Who was it? Oh, see, the headline said he stepped down. This said he was fired from the board. A Silicon Valley investor was fired from the board of one of the world's largest apparel companies. Dude. Does the Blaze not have an editor anymore? So this is how it actually reads, and this is how it should read. A Silicon Valley investor was fired from the board of one of the world's largest apparel companies, after she said that she didn't believe in Black Lives Matter because they were the true racists pushing socialism on America. The private email containing the comments from Veronica Wu was obtained by Axios. Wu was responding to it. Wait, can she be racist? With a last name like Wu, is that even allowed?
Yes.
I thought only white people could be racist. I'm so confused. Wu was responding to an email in 2020 from an officer, manager. Again, Blaze, editing, hello. From an office manager inquiring about whether a company would celebrate Juneteenth, the holiday celebrating when the news of the Emancipation Proclamation reached Galveston, Texas. So, see, here's the thing about this. Look, just my take on this. Juneteenth is an actual kind of important thing. I mean, granted, it's bigger in Texas than it is here, but I've known about it for a while. And it basically is exactly what they say it is. That's the day that most people of color realize that they weren't slaves anymore. So that to me, that doesn't really have anything to do with Black Lives Matter.
Really doesn't. You know, we talked about this in the past too. That I mean, I didn't hear about it being in California. It wasn't really our thing. But I was actually surprised that there wasn't a national holiday for it.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you know, that's one of the things. I mean, that's one of the things. Even I've been looking back, going, you know, why isn't there some sort of a holiday for that? And then it turns out there actually was, but I didn't find out about it until I got older because it wasn't really anything that was talked about in the school. It was just one of the things where when I started doing research, I found it and I was like, oh, there's like a whole day around that. But I think what annoyed me about it, and this is, I think, where the Black Lives Matter stuff came back into play, when everybody started making a big deal about there finally being a Juneteenth holiday, all the Black Lives Matter folks were like, white folks, fuck off. That's been my thing with all of this. Look, guys, and this has been going on for a long time. This was going on even before Trump got elected. If you go look, you can find video after video after video from when Black Lives Matter first started really taking off, and they would start lining up to get ready to do their marches or whatever, and these people would be on bullhorns screaming that white people needed to get to the back of the line.
Yeah, and that's kind of the going the other way with it, guys.
I mean, and that's the thing. I mean, I get and that's one of the biggest things, the biggest issues that I have with all of this. Black Lives Matter screaming for things like reparations, saying that it's black people's turn, that white people need to figure out what it feels like to have to sit on the back of the bus, which means they need to go to the back of the lines. No white people up front during the marches. This is taking it from one extreme to the other. And this is bad, because this is stuff that I thought we took care of already. This is stuff that I thought was resolved back in the 60s and 70s when they started putting sitcoms together that allowed people to look at our differences and not get angry about them, but actually laugh about them in some cases. To the point, I mean, humor was basically a bridge. Now everybody gets offended by everything, including the humor. I don't get why we seem like we're going backwards. For us supposedly being this big enlightened society that we're supposed to be now, where everybody has feelings and everybody has rights, and you know, it doesn't matter what you're born as, it only matters what you feel that you are. You know, if that's the end-all, be-all goal, then why are we still being assholes to each other? Just in general, look, I'm being completely honest. As long as Joe Schmo wearing a dress ain't trying to go into the same bathroom with my daughter, I don't give a shit. I don't care who you sleep with. I don't care what you do. I don't really even care what you put in your body, as long as you're not trying to force it on me, too. It's just that simple. This is all about personal responsibility and personal accountability. And nobody wants to do that anymore. But at the same time, we're supposed to take into account everybody's feelings on every little thing, up to the last detail, work to the point where freaking characters from cartoon shows are being deleted because they're offensive. You know what? If everything in life offends you, I don't know how to help you.
The problem is you. And that's kind of, you know, AOC made this big statement today about, you know, biological women, you know, or not even just biological women, about not just women have, you know, periods or get pregnant and all that. And, you know, I've just said, you know what, I am not catering to this mental illness anymore. I am disinclined to cater to this mental illness anymore. And that's what it is. And that's, you know, the same thing with the BLM. That is all they are doing is it's just Marxism, except instead of class, they're using race, or they're substituting, you know, it. Okay, so black is the lower class, the proletariat, everybody else is the bourgeois, and I am no longer catering to those mental illnesses.
And that's the thing. I mean, look,
Chad is happy you're getting the rant on.
I'm not trying to be hateful to anybody, but at the same time, these are all things that used to be categorized as mental illnesses, and I still think that they are. I mean, and here's the thing that I really don't understand, right? And this is just me. So 18 years of age is too old to join, is not old enough to be able to join the military, which personally I agree with that statement. Just let me finish my train of thought, because there's a part of our brains, it's even worse for men, that usually doesn't start kicking in until about the age of 25 or 26. As far as I'm concerned, honestly, knowing what we know about the human brain, I don't think anybody should be considered an adult anymore until that part of your brain starts working, period. I don't think they should be able to sign contracts. I don't think they should be able to enlist in the military. I don't think they should be able to do anything until around 25, 26, because at that point, they're starting to understand consequences. Because, I mean, even I can see a difference between who I was from the age of 18 to the age of 25, and I started looking back at all this stuff that I did, and I'm like, holy crap, how the fuck am I still alive? But so you deal with all that, right? But these are the same people that are saying, well, that you can't be 18 and buy a pistol, but you can be 4 and decide that you're a boy instead of a girl. Fuck you.
Yeah, and that was when Pete Buttigieg, booty time, whatever, and his husband had their little photo op with their new boy and girl babies. And this is, again, you know, I was making fun of the mental illness of the left, but, you know, it's like, oh my God, you've assigned a gender to them by calling them a boy and a girl. Yeah, of the infants, you know, just doing their mental illness. And, okay. Yeah, so not catering to that anymore. By the way, Jess, if you haven't met Rick before, he's the new producer.
I hate every last one of you motherfuckers.
Oh, come on, man. If I were to have, you know, had to go and deal with personal issues for several months and then came back, y'all would be busting my balls too. So,
well, you know,
it's done out of love.
Except for the fact that you're in California, so I'm pretty sure they confiscated yours.
What's that? Love?
Your balls.
Or gum. No, still got those.
Oh,
So.
So what else is going what on else? In the news that's crazy? I don't know. We've actually kind of hit on most of the hot topics, which is kind of interesting since half of them we didn't even mean to.
Just started out rambling about TV and kind of rolled off from there. Usually it's the other way around, though. Usually we'll end up with television and then run long. So new format, get that out of the way early, and then we can talk about the other things.
Hey, it works for me. Actually, there was one other story.
Or not, that, whatever.
There is one other story I wanted to talk about that I kind of forgot about till now. And again, this probably has a lot to do with the announcements that are coming out tomorrow. Members of NYPD have now been told to face the choice of start next week, getting vaccinated, get tested, or go home and don't get paid.
Yeah, this is going to end well because I saw an airline company. I didn't get to see which one because I closed the tab. They did the same thing. Their employees who are objecting to the vaccination due to religious reasons.
Did it not clear? That was weird. All right, I think we might be back. Okay, I don't know what just happened, but my internet went nuts. Now it's back. So let me see if I can get Ordy back on the air. Like, what is going on? It went nuts. Now it's back. But hang on. Let me see if I can get Ordy back. Because now I forgot where I was. Hang on. Where did he go? I don't need that. I need him back. Hello?
Hello?
Hello? I don't know what happened there. My internet hiccuped. It's back now, though.
Yeah, apparently. We're back now? Okay, yeah, because I just saw them say F5, refreshing the chat. So,
yeah, I don't know.
You started to sound like, you know, you're going Emperor Palpatine on me, which was different than the robot thing. Because it sounded like, you know, you're very old and decrepit, and then it would go into the Skype Connect thing. So that is a new connections problem. Apparently, a robot is no longer a thing.
Well, no, that was my entire internet crash for like almost 45 seconds. Everything went down, like to the point where it said I wasn't connected at all. So I mean, I did have an outage earlier today, so I think they may still be working on it a bit. So I think that might be why.
Now the drunk on a tractor?
No, not this time. It was actually an outage, not a drunk on a tractor. I almost got in trouble at work because I couldn't log in.
I almost got in trouble at work because what?
Because I couldn't log in. And they're like, what are you? I sent you the picture showing I have no internet access. Well, can you not get proof that there's an outage? I said, dude, I live in the country. They don't have they don't have anything they can send me. They just said they'll have it fixed in a few minutes. It's like, I've already sent you proof I can't get online. What the hell else do you need? Well, we've had people unplug their shit, so now we need to submit proof anytime you're saying your internet's out. I said, it's not working. They've put in a ticket. What else do you want me to do?
Right. Yeah, that was like back when I was having trouble with my internet service provider and I actually complained to the FCC. And the FCC, and you know, their argument was, well, you didn't log a complaint. It's like, I couldn't log a complaint because the automated phone system would say, we are aware of an outage in your area. How do I log a complaint when the automated phone system disconnects you from that point? Oh. Yeah, oh. So that's a neat trick. Don't let people file complaints and then, yeah.
Fun times. All right, so anyway, I was just kind of going into the story, I guess. So I think I was in the NYPD story, but I kind of don't really care anymore.
You were saying American Airlines.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last, yeah.
Yeah, that was because you were talking. That's it. Kind of tied into that other story, but yeah, I'm pretty sure that was American Airlines because I saw Foo starting to flip out about it a little bit right while G was on. So I think it was American Airlines anyway. But yeah, so you know, everything the left touch dies. Unfortunately, everything
we can help.
Everything the right touches just dies a little slower. So it doesn't really matter. And I can honestly say that now because here's the thing. And I've said this before, but I absolutely hated Donald Trump when he was running for office the first time, to the point where I was writing articles about if I was Ted Cruz, I wouldn't have even done the last debate with him. After he started talking all that trash about my wife, I would have just walked up onto the dais, punched him in the nose, turned on heel, and walked off. Because where I'm from, you don't say things about like that about another man's wife, period. End of story, end of sentence. You don't say anything about the wife. You don't say anything about supposed extracurricular affairs, especially when you're the one paying people off all the time. So, no, I was not a Trump fan. It took me almost 3 years to become to the point where I actually was really digging what he was doing. And there are still things about him that I cannot stand. But the one thing that I can tell you is for the first time in forever, I was working during a time when not only under a president did I wind up getting one raises, but by the time it was all done, I had four. I don't remember the last time that happened, and that's because the economy was actually coming back, so people were having to start paying people better to keep them at the jobs they were at, because where I'm still working, it got to the point where you could go to work at Walmart and make what we were making. Because everybody was raising their wages, and that's the thing that I wish the left understood. If you start mandating that people raise wages, all they really do at that point is pass it on to the consumer. If you get the economy roaring along enough where they have to raise the wages, then at that point they don't typically pass it along to the consumer, because at the same time they're making more money instead of just losing money, because they still have the same business volume, but you're making them pay people more. If the economy's coming back, then businesses are making more money. And in most cases, and we saw this under Trump, and it's the thing, all I've ever heard my entire life growing up, even though I'm like the biggest Reagan fan ever, trickle-down economics never worked. Really? It worked really great for almost 4 years. Because that's
basically... Yeah, but that goes along the lines, you know, something I always say too, is that, you know, it's a minimum wage that creates poverty. And is that when you make employers compete for their workforce, then wages improve. And we just watched 4 years of that, 3 years of it until the COVID hit, and where, like you said, you know, there weren't a lot of help wanted signs. It was more, I mean, there were, but it was more of a, you know, I need to get, you know, more employees because I'm busier too, but I need to do it and I need to pay, you know, like you said, Walmart employee, I got to start recruiting Walmart employees, you know, or McDonald's employee to give them a better skill set, get them better wages, because I need to train them to do this job because I'm too busy. I have more work than I have staff. And that's why when you have minimum wage, you've created a base where it's like, I can't pay you any less. So if everybody agrees to pay minimum wage, then there is no competition for employment.
Exactly. And that's the thing. I mean, honestly, look, I get the reason why something like the minimum wage has to exist, because, you know, there are certain people that are unscrupulous. I get that. But when minimum wage becomes the baseline and all of a sudden that's what everybody's paying, I mean, dude, I don't know. I don't understand most of what's going on right now. I mean, because honestly, Joe Biden could have done what he's done for the last 47 years he was in office and come out looking like a hero, because everything was working. Everything was working. Our economy was back. Jobs were back. I mean, even when we started trying to loosen up from the COVID stuff, jobs still started trying to come roaring back. And I mean, that's just like the last jobs report. They were expecting almost 1 million jobs to be created. Well, what, 750,000 jobs? We had one quarter. And that's the thing. They're still releasing these numbers as job creation. It's not job creation. It's people returning to the workforce that have been getting paid to stay home for the last 18 months. That's not even job creation. That's just getting us back to zero.
Right. Yeah, and, historic, you know, jobs are covered. No, people going back to work because the government made everybody sit home is not that's not job creation. That is letting people go back to work.
just think this through the logical conclusion for just a second, though. If they were expecting 700, because they know these numbers, they were expecting almost 750,000 people to go back to work last week, whenever that report came out, and only a third of what they were expecting to go back happened. How fucked up does everything have to be when you can't even get the people that had jobs before to go back to work?
Because you're paying them too much to sit at home.
Exactly. I mean, dude, and it's driving me crazy because I've been, you know, I've been working this entire time and I've been working my ass off and I'm looking at all these people making two times what I make to sit at home and I'm like, you know what? I did this wrong.
Right.
I should have
gotten fired at the beginning.
I should have just told them that I couldn't do the job the way they wanted me to do it from home and just said, I'm do what you got to do. But yeah. And then just started raking in the bucks. I mean, that's like all this, you know, all these renters that are like, oh my God, I can't afford to pay my rent now and I'm about to be evicted, blah, 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 blah. Well, you know what? I'm a homeowner and I've been in that situation twice since all this started because everything keeps getting more fucking expensive. Every time I turn around, what used to cost me like today, filling up, I didn't even fill up my car. When I first bought this thing, because it's a year old, this month, when I first bought it, I could fill it up for $25. I put 30 in it today and only got 3/4 of a tank.
Yeah. No, tell me I'm in California. It cost me $60 to fill up my 4Runner.
I mean, I'm driving a Kia, for God's sake. And it took $30 to get 3/4 of the way into a 12-gallon tank. Now, granted, I ran it almost to empty before I filled it back up. But still, I just...
Yeah, I've been doing that, and the secret hopes that gas prices will drop. I've disabused myself from that, and at least for the immediate future. So I actually do small bites because, you know, loyalty programs and things with supermarkets since I'm doing my shopping online. So how badly is he going to fuck things up tomorrow? Very. Oh, and it was United Airlines. I was just checking the green room that came from Movie Paul.
Oh, yeah. My bad.
United Airlines. That, yeah.
My bad, American.
But no, I mean, it's something American Airlines would do too. Sorry, American Airlines, don't sue us. It was United. It was the other shit air carrier.
Oh, God.
We're going to get letters.
That's all right. Let them try. It wasn't us, you bastard. Well, you've done other shit that was wrong, so you're fine.
Yes. Stand in line, pal. So...
All right, so we're a little over 90 minutes in. Any final thoughts?
I'm sure plenty, but there's always next week. What are we talking about on Jux next week, since we're coming back with that?
I don't know. I was about to actually ask you that question myself, because I couldn't remember if it was... I was hoping it wasn't this week, because I was like, God, if I have to try to put a Jux together tomorrow, I'm going to die.
No, it's next week. We talked about doing ghost ships.
Oh, that's right. That was what we were gonna. Yeah, let's keep. I'm glad you remembered because I totally forgot. So yeah, I'll start looking for stuff.
I got a lot of it put together. But I was actually on another account then, so I've yes.
Well, I'm on
so
Discord.
That's the
now,
other reason so why I told you to get on Discord, well, you bastard. So I'm that way.
Hey, fucker, I'm on Discord now, so drop it there.
Yeah, I know you are. Well, no, I'm just saying.
I even have it on my phone.
I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying. Yeah. Juxtaposition is real, and we will be back next week talking about ghost ships.
Woohoo! That's another one I've missed. Although I am really mad about the dude doing the freaking Mandela effect thing on YouTube. We should go find him and be like, what the fuck, man? The fuck?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, I mean, okay, I know that Brad and I kind of go into his wheelhouse when we talk about culture and entertainment, so, but still, Doomcock, seriously, man. Mandela Effect, that's our shit. So.
Stop stepping on my shtick, yo.
Yeah. Yeah, but then, you know. So, one thing somebody sent me, I'm going to have to brief Brad on, because tomorrow we've got Culture Shift, and somebody sent me the new rules in Dungeons and Dragons where it's something about – I'm going to have to research it more, but it was differently – people in wheelchairs and shit like that in D&D now. And I just – oh, God. You've just – they've completely ruined that game. Wizards of the Coast has absolutely ruined that game.
Well, you know. Does that really surprise you, though?
Not really. Everything woke touches turns to shit.
Pretty much.
But, yeah, I'm sure Jeff's going to, you know, have some opinion on it, too. He's going to want to throw it my way, too. But, yeah, it's You know what? Let me bring up Discord because that just got sent to me the other day, and it should be easy to find as I tease it. And it was just buried in a whole bunch of comic book shit. Hang on. Yeah, non-abled body character abilities, yeah, but don't have orcs. Exactly. I'll have to dig it up. But yeah.
Fun times.
Uh-huh. So yeah, I'll have to brief Brad on that one too, because it's just fucking garbage. Yeah, non-abled body character ability. Yeah, it's wheelchair ridden with psionic abilities. So,
wait, they're bringing Professor X into D&D?
Basically, yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah. Oh my god. Okay. Yeah. On that note, I think I have to go now. Where can people find you?
Right, you can be back. Well, thank you for asking. They can find me on Twitter as that Amish one, number one. They can find me on Minds and MeWe as Ordy Packard. They can find me tomorrow night on The Culture Shift and every Monday night with Politibunny on FUBAR, and then followed on Cyber Chill with Lou. And apparently back with you on Wednesdays now. And every other Thursday with Juxtaposition. Apparently. Where can people find you?
Nowhere. Don't look for me. You can find me on Twitter at RowdyRick73. That's pretty much my handle almost everywhere at this point. You can also now find me again returning every Tuesday and Wednesday night and every other Thursday night right here live on KLR Radio. I know folks were asking about the morning show. I don't know when or if that is going to be able to come back because my job keeps making noise about making me go back into the building at some point. So it makes it really hard to get that restarted because that was kind of the issue is I kept trying to bring it back and then everything kept crashing and I don't want to put Stacy through that again. So I don't know about the morning show. We'll play that by ear. At some point, if nothing else, I might actually start doing something else in the mornings just so I can start getting used to getting out of bed again because I've gotten really bad about that lately. But on that note, we're going to get out of here. Thanks to everybody for joining us for the extended Robinson and Hordy show. I'll be back next week for both Robinson and Hordy as well as the America Off the Rails show, which will be returning next Tuesday, hopefully after Jen and I do our show. Yeah, Jeff, she was my co-host first, bastard. Anyway, have a great night, folks. In the words of Bill S. Preston, Esquire, and Ted Theodore Logan, be excellent to each other. We will see you when we see you, and I'll be back with you next week. Good night. What's your plan for tomorrow?